Welcome to the Soul Ties Podcast with love and life coach Dale Lawrence, helping you detox from toxic relationships.
Back up in the building for all God's children, it is the love and life coach Dale Lawrence, and we got an exciting one for you today. Man, let me tell you something. This book title right here is going to be a blessing for all my soul sisters across the world. Of course, you know she is no stranger to the Soul Tie Society. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible author, wife, mother, sister, and all-around black girl magic, Crystal Jones is on the line. What's going on, sissy?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Overcoming some jet lag, finally.
Okay, now for those of you who do not know, about 10 months ago, Crystal and her family made the move to Johannesburg, Africa. Tell the listeners how that has been for you.
It's been an incredible faith adventure, for one. We ended up moving because my husband, I came home one day and my husband, Ricky, was like, God said we should move to Johannesburg, South Africa. And I said, okay, let's do it. Say less. to know me is to know. I'm always up for a great faith adventure. And it's definitely been that. Just really, we've been able to grow in our faith, grow in our relationship with God, just really trusting Him. So it's been so incredible. I definitely feel like this move is another testament to the importance of marrying someone you know can hear from God. Because even when I didn't have all the answer, He had so many answers. And just being able to submit to Him, knowing He can hear from God. Submission is not a cuss word, ladies. You know, I would just say the importance of marrying someone you know you can submit to.
Come on now.
And so, yeah, it's been absolutely incredible for Ricky and I, for our kids. They are enjoying it. They are in school. They're starting learning two African languages, which is also super cool. So it's been incredible.
Man, that is so awesome. Now, the last time you were on the show, we talked about your controversial book, Christians Deserve Orgasms Too. A lot of you guys remember her from that interview, but now she's back with a brand new book called Becoming You, Your Guide to Glowing Up and Showing Up as the Woman That God Created You to Be. Now, Crystal, you got to tell me, what is the inspiration for this book? Because, you know, this is polar opposites from the last one.
Yes. And I would say, like, even as much as it feels polar opposite, I feel like this book is me stepping into a great understanding of I am so uniquely and wonderfully made, and each of us are, right? And so not shying away from the parts of us that may make people blush when we're writing a book, but fully embracing the essence of who we are and what that's meant to be and walk in. You've known me for so long, Del. You know, my journey has been so such a roller coaster.
It has. But that's what makes us who we are, though.
Yes.
And I remember on Facebook you did this long post, but it was so powerful. And this is where, you know, I saw the introduction of the book, and you was talking about the journey to discovering you and writing this book. Man, yeah. I want you to get into that, you know, at least touching on some of the stuff you put in that post, because that was a powerful post, and that's what got me excited to read this book.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, just kind of in the post, I was talking about just how there have been so many times in life where I feel like I envisioned a person in my mind, and I feel like we all do. Like, there's this version of ourselves that we see, and it's like, it seems so close, like we can become that, but it's like, how do I get from where I am to there, especially after so much of the baggage that people have tried to throw on me concerning who I am, because it doesn't fit a mold of what they think, you know, that you should be. And it's about, this book is definitely just a journey about accepting the pieces of who you are today, accepting the pieces of who God is maturing and growing you into, and then walking in that with boldness.
Come on.
Like, I don't have to be ashamed of the person that God created me to be. Right. And knowing that this version of me, this me that I am, even though it may make some people cringe, like, listen, I posted on Instagram and I said, I'm here for all the girls that order the lemon pepper wings and come shots on. Of Patron, all flats, it's your extra toxic. Like, I'm here for you. My ministry is literally for you, because I was that girl.
Wow.
And like, it's like, for some people, they're like, what is she talking about? That's so wild. Yeah. I can't tell you how many women reached out and was like, girl, you just read me like a book. Because to be that person is to know that is a whole identity, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Real, no, like, I love it. I love it.
But I'm fine with that. And becoming you is really just a guide to helping people. And, you know, because I'm a woman, I wrote a lot of things towards women, but it's definitely helpful for men as well. But it's really just about embracing, like, no, you are a strand of God's DNA that needs to be represented. And when you dim who you are to fit certain molds, it actually causes you to not reach the people you're meant to reach.
Man,
and so
good. That is so good.
Yeah.
So really, it pushes people to be their unapologetic self.
Yes, it does. It really, really does.
Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think people fake or cap, you know, or put on this mask of modernism to become someone else? Where do you think that's, what is the root of that?
I think, one, the root of it is wanting to be accepted.
Okay.
And one of the things that I talk about in the very beginning of the book, I talk about four lies that the enemy uses to launch a thousand sins. And one of the lies that I talk about is the lie that you're not enough. And when you really dig deep into that, I talk about how I struggled with feeling like I was not enough. I wasn't pretty enough, smart enough, Christian enough. Like, if there was anything to be, I wasn't enough of it. And so that lie constantly had me trying to figure out, okay, if I could be more like this person or that person, maybe that'll, they seem like they're enough. They seem like they're accepted. They seem like they're on the path everyone thinks you should be on. So if I'm a little bit more like that, then maybe I will be enough. And people don't realize, we can all say we don't care about being accepted, but the truth is, we do want to be accepted. That's a basic need, and it's fine. But learn to be you, and you will be accepted by the people that are meant to accept you, meant to accept what you bring to the earth. And if you're not for certain people, that's also completely fine. And it doesn't mean you're not enough. And so I know for me, that was a huge part of this journey. There are a lot of really transparent moments in this journey that talk about how I would constantly have open doors that led me into things that I didn't really even want to do. And I was like, man, like, I would look up and find myself like, I don't even want to be this person that I'm being right now. Like, who even is this? Like, I'm not even happy with what this
who
is.
Who raised you?
Who raised you? Looking at myself, who raised you? Girl, what are you doing out here? Like, but it happens. It happens over time, but it feels like it happens so quickly at the same time, because it happens gradually. And you're like, oh, okay, this is not really a big deal. But before you realize it, you've given into so many things, again, to fit in with people around you or whatever. And of course, there's social media, which doesn't always make it easier. And you're like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be this person. And so the book really just helps people understand how to navigate being different. Because I feel like I'm definitely someone that is a bit different than what you typically think of when you think of a pastor's daughter, or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, even my personality as a woman, period. You know me. You know I'm not one of these little paper thin girls. Right. Like, I hang with the toughest. Like,
yeah.
But that's okay. That is me.
That's you.
That is me.
That's who God created you to be. What, for those people that are listening, right? That, and I'm glad you touched that point, right? Because you and I have a marketplace anointing. You know, we were able to walk both on the side of the church and the streets with our ministry. And not that many people can do that. And so for my listeners, you know, we have some out there that are not church, but they love God, right? But then we have mm-hmm. some that are church and trying to get out of that religious suit that, mm-hmm. you know, society, parents, denomination, maybe they're PKs trying to get themselves out of. Just real quickly, without giving away the whole book, hit them with about two or three steps on how does a woman, you know, become her without losing her, if that makes sense. Like because, you know, the things that you may have grown up with, some traditions are good, right? And at this, but at the same time, people be like, but I know it's more to me, and I know it's something different. So how do I put off what I don't need and fully put on and embrace who I truly am?
Yeah, so definitely one of the first things, which is I have these quotes throughout the book that I just kind of really used to anchor and encourage me in my journey. And one of them is, at some point, you have to care more about your purpose than the embarrassment of people seeing you grow.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh. And
oh, I can't wait to get my hands on this book. Let's go. Come on, Crystal, give them the work.
And it's like, the truth is, becoming the version of you that God is calling you to be is often very messy. Like, you're going to be misunderstood at times. There are going to be people that you thought were going to walk with you for a lifetime that suddenly disappear. So you're going to make some wrong decisions. You're going to make some right decisions. But it's going to be such a journey that it's like, what is happening sometimes? But you have to be fine with, I made a wrong decision, but that's fine. Like, I'm just going to keep going, and I'm going to keep trucking through this. And sometimes people fail to truly pursue that version of themselves because they're like, what if I do this thing and it's wrong and everybody looks at me and then I'm embarrassed? So what?
Mm, yeah. I tell people all the time, embarrassment is a choice.
It's a choice. So what? Yeah. We all out here. Mm. Listen, we all out here trying to figure it out.
Come on.
So I think one of the things that really that helped anchor me, because it helped me to be brave in my pursuit of becoming me, even if it looked really clumsy at times, even if it looked like, what is Crystal doing today? Like, I don't care. I'm figuring it out. Today I'm figuring it out. And when I get to that place, I won't care what any of you thought of what the journey looked like. Like, and that's how you have to really anchor yourself. One of the other things I wrote is, you can be a wife, a mom, a sister, a friend, a boss, or anything else, but the most important thing you can ever be is yourself, regardless of your other titles. And I think a lot of times it's easy to get wrapped up in who everyone else is saying we are, so wrapped up that we forget the person that we want to be. And I think that a lot of times, I know for me, I've been put into different boxes because of how other people wanted to label me. Mm. Because normally those labels also come with a very clear path attached to them.
Okay.
And it's like, well, no, just because I'm the only girl doesn't mean I'm going to just stay at home. Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm leaving the country.
Right. Like, right,
you
right,
know,
right.
Like, just because I'm whatever, you know, name that thing, doesn't mean I have to do X, Y, Z. And a lot of times people are putting titles on people because they want to be able to predict what you're going to do next. Mm, mm. And so don't let, just because I'm functioning as a certain thing right now, become a source of predictability for my life. I can do anything at any point in time that I feel like God is telling me to do.
Yeah, yeah. And that's so good. That look, earlier you said, I want to hit on these for these last two questions. You talked about submission, and you said that's not a bad word, ladies. And I'm glad that you even as a married woman, you still know how women feel out here in these streets. Submission, yeah. Can you break down why you said that? I just give the listeners a little bit more. I feel like some oil on that one. Like, you know, because, you know, they see it as a bad word. Like, submission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, give us Crystal's point of view on that word.
And so people might not like what I'm about to say, but I don't care.
You don't care.
But I don't care because it's the truth and it's working. 10 years happily married.
Talk about it.
And so submission is not just, you know, bending over and taking whatever comes to you. Submission is recognizing that my husband has the final say. So honestly, even when Ricky was like, let's move to South Africa, I'm like, okay, let's go. God didn't say anything to me about moving to South Africa. It wasn't until after we went and visited and were there for almost a week that God started talking to me about us moving there. But I was still 100% ready and committed to move before I heard anything. Because at the end of the day, when I said, I do, I wasn't just saying I do to living with you and being intimate with you and, you know, let you pay for stuff for me. I was also saying I do to saying yes to the things that you're saying we should be doing in this home. And I think that women have to consider, sometimes people don't want to submit because they're like, oh, well, he's stupid. Well, why are you marrying somebody that's stupid? And what does that say about you if you let somebody stupid convince you to marry them? I know I'm not stupid. Mm. So you can't be stupid. So what am I just need to figure out what I'm missing. Like, I need to go to my prayer closet. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But sometimes people have a problem submitting because they feel like they don't like what they have to submit to, but that's what you chose to submit to. Mm. And you can't change your mind after you already said, I do. You signed the contract.
Come on now. Stop trying to
change the rules now. Yeah. If you feel like you're in a marriage where your husband is not somebody you can submit to, the best thing you can do is get in your prayer closet and talk to God about how you can better understand how to be led by him.
That's good.
Not get in your prayer closet and try to change him. God, help me understand how I can be led by him.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Help me how to understand how I can submit in ways that are not damaging to our household. Maybe your husband is, I don't know, a drunk gambler or something. So no, don't give him all the money, but you can still submit by making sure you're cooking meals at night. You can still submit by loving him well, making sure you mother your children well. Like, there are ways to submit even when you're in maybe like challenging seasons, I would say, in your marriage. Like, there is always a way for you to submit. And once you open that door and find that way, God will be able to start doing a work in your marriage that will allow it to spread to more areas. So yeah, I think you just have to, you said, I do. You
yeah,
said, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
You said, yes.
I love it. And last one, because, you know, so many people heard your story and then you have some people out there that be like, oh, well, that's just her. Or that's just, you know, one in a million, or all that, just lucky, you know. But are good men difficult to find, Crystal?
They're not.
Let's give the listeners some game. Come on, give them some game. Okay.
Difficult men are not hard to find. You will attract what you are. And I'm not saying that to make anybody feel bad, but I also thought there were no good men for a while because I struggled to find people. I struggled to find people to date, and I'm like, what's going on? But then I was like, you know, God, I'm going to give you this whole dating process. And really, when I started to become the person that I was looking for, that's when I met my husband.
Right. I like that. Hold up. We go put, whoa. You can't just breeze past a bar like that. When I became the person that you wanted to be, that was when God brought the person that you wanted.
And it's like, and even, and honestly, Del, like, it's so much easier when you are a Christian, but even for people that aren't Christians that are listening, that is such a key in this. It's literally such a key. Be what you want to attract. Mm. Like, and it's like, people be like, oh, yeah, I'm texting this guy, and I'm, you know, going out with this guy on Thursday and this other guy on Saturday and da-da-da-da-da. But if you're talking about you looking for somebody that wants to be committed, you're not committed. Mm. That's why when you're on your date, you're paranoid every time he picks up his phone because you know you're texting five other people.
Teach, Crystal, teach!
It doesn't actually, when you think about it, it doesn't actually make sense. You're mad he won't be faithful, but you're also not faithful. And then also, it's teaching you to not stick it out in relationships, because if one person make you mad, you just be like, that's fine. I won't talk to them for a week. I'll talk to this other person. And when I've cooled off, I'll go back to this person. But that's how people don't know how to stick it out in a relationship and resolve conflict and issues. Oh, yeah. And why they get married and end up divorced, because you never learn to reserve conflict because you always had a rotation. Mm. Like, it's not you. You have to be what you're looking for. I don't want no man that's running the streets. So how am I out running the streets?
Right. Which leads to the last one. So what is the important? I know, right? What is the importance of becoming you before you become we? Because I feel like this book, I feel like even just the title and what, and what you're talking about in the book, I feel like it's kind of like that. That precursor, like, or it could be for a single woman, this is what you need to read before you get married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, go. You have the last one.
I would say the importance in it is you're going to be so anchored in understanding who you are spiritually, as well as naturally, because I talk about relationships. I talk about the way you dressing. Oh, I talk right. about.
Come on.
I talk about all the things.
Dressing out here?
Listen, so, if you want to level up,
no
for real.
Bunny. No bunny game. No bunny game.
No, we're not doing that. Come we're on, not girl. Talking about.
Come on, Crystal.
No bonnet babes. Okay? Like, you know, I do. I really go through keeping your skin clear. You don't have to walk around with a broke out face. Like, I literally talk about all of these things, but one is going to level up your confidence. And when your confidence is high, only the best of the best are going to step to you. Ooh. I promise you. Oh, wow. When I truly became the version of myself that I needed to be, certain guys literally didn't, they stopped even trying. Like, it's like they just knew.
They knew.
There's something about who I was that there's my presence, it was too much. They didn't even try.
That's real.
And so
that's real.
I married Ricky, but there was a couple other guys that presented themselves to me in very nice guys and very mannerable ways and everything. I just knew they weren't the person for me. But the quality and the level of man that started to present themselves to me totally changed. Oh, totally changed. Man, wow. And I also wasn't going for the foolishness. Like, there was a guy that I had dated, and he reached out. He's like, oh my gosh, like, I miss you so much, blah, blah, blah. All the things women want to hear. I said, sir, I am not what you're looking for, but I hope you find it one day. Because the truth is also, when you really become you and you're confident in who that is, I don't feel any type of way that I am not what you want. Mm. It doesn't bother me. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to waste my time trying to make you think I'm what you want. I'm not.
Mm. Man.
And that's fine. And so, again, becoming you and having that anchored confidence, it's not because you're boasting yourself up too high or anything like that, but you know your value. You know your value, and you also know what that looks like lived out with someone. I knew from the first day I talked to Ricky, I knew he would be a great life companion to be able to walk out who God is continuing to develop me into. I knew he would be great for that. Mm. But I only knew that because I knew who I was.
Boom. Oh, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to get that book. It's available on Amazon, Becoming You, Your Guide to Glowing Up and Showing Up. I love that, Crystal. You know, come on now. You busting around. You still got the bars, I see. Glowing Up Hello. And Showing Up as the Woman God Created You to Be by Crystal Jones. And by the way, y'all, that's Crystal spelled C-H-R-Y-S-T-L-E. Crystal Jones smelled like yes. the regular. Where can they find you on social media?
Yes. So on social media, I am Hamish Jones, Hay_MRS Jones. That's on Instagram and TikTok. And you'll see us living our lives out in South Africa as well. If you tap in there, and then on YouTube, Crystal Jones. Yep.
Yeah, man. So listen, y'all, go get the book. I'm definitely getting it. Oh, I'm excited about Becoming You. This is legit. This is awesome. This is incredible. And the next time she's in the States, y'all, I'm going to try to get her at one of the Soul Tie seminars. So depending on where we at on the road, some city is going to be lucky to get her in person. I'm telling you. Because
you already know. You my big brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to come through. I'm going to tell you when I'm coming over. And wherever you are, I will meet you there.
This is a world traveler, y'all. Get like her real quick. I love it. So until next time, y'all, peace and love. And we'll see you on the next edition of Soul
Ties. Thank you for listening. We would like to bless you with the Soul Ties stimulus package, which includes the Detox ebook, message, and exclusive podcast episode. Text Soul Ties, SOULTIES, to 888-756-8681.